Come unto the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, and he'll deliver you. You that are hearing this tape, if you are drinking strong drink, God has the power to deliver you. Jesus will help you and send ministering angels to you. Do not go to a burning hell. Many drink because of deep hurts, but Christ is your answer. Jesus is the way out. Call upon him and he will hear and help you. He loves you very much. My Father's gift is forever, Jesus said. His love is real. His mercy endureth forever. Give all your heart unto the Lord. Do not let the things of the world take you to a living, burning hell. For Jesus will give you the power over temptation. For sin is death, and only Jesus has the power to forgive the sins of men and women. Being unfaithful to one another, going out on one another, is not right. When you are married, it is a sin. Do not do it, saith the Lord. If you are married and committing adultery, stop. It is a sin. If you're a single person at the age of knowing right and wrong, do not do the sins of the flesh. Repent, O earth, for the sins of this life are death. Children, do not take strong drugs or dope off the street or in your home. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll deliver you and help you, and he will lead you to others. Go to a good church. Get help, and Jesus will help you, and with his deliverance power, he will heal you. Jesus said, for I've sent many angels upon the earth to draw many unto me. He's talking to the children now. Do not take things to hurt your body. He's calling unto you to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will give you the strength, and he will deliver you from these vices of the devil. And he's saying, come and hear what the Lord is saying unto you. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive the world. Do not do the things of this world. And as he talked to this young man, again he began to speak to this young soul of a man burning in hell. He said, he knew my holy word, he knew love. But he said, one more party, Jesus. Jesus will understand. Death knows no mercy, said Jesus. He waited too late to yield or submit unto me. He recognized I was calling him many, many, many times over, but he would not hear. He would not listen. I thought of my children who would soon be 23. Oh, Lord, my God, have mercy upon them. If any of my children who are hearing this tape today, you know the way of God. You know, repent, oh, children out there in the world, and call upon Jesus, for he will answer when you call. He loves you. There is hope in Christ. He will deliver you. He will help you. If you could only see the Word of God in action and the mighty power of the Holy Spirit and the angels that fight for your salvation. They fight for you and against the demon forces that come against you. God's Word is true. Oh, my children, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, and His Word is true. This young man's cries rang inside of me for days, and I will never forget the cries of his regret, crying out to the Lord to forgive him, to let him even come back up on the earth, and to warn the young people. I know you people hearing this have loved ones, little children. You do not want to come here. Tell them about this before it's too late. Tell them to repent of their sins. Forgive them, love them, and guide them. Have compassion upon them. But you must let them know that there is hope in Jesus, and he loves them and will deliver them. This is true, and this is what Jesus revealed to me about these sins. Jesus began to reveal to me another part of hell called outer darkness. He showed me many parts of hell, the heart of hell, and many other things, but this is outer darkness. And we saw a tall, dark figure. He was a dark angel in hell, and he was holding an object in his hand. I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. No hope was in this place. This angel was about 30 feet high and full of darkness, and he was great in stature. And he knew exactly what he was doing. This object that he had in his hand was a large disc, and he began to turn slowly and very slowly and lift it higher and higher and began to cast it up and out of hell. There was fire in this disc. Jesus said, this is outer darkness. I heard much weeping and gnashing of teeth. Dear Lord, I said, what is this? Jesus said, the king said unto the servants, bind him hand and foot, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Dear Lord, I said, you mean your servants are here? Yes, said Jesus. They turned back after I called them. They love this life better than my ways. They would not make a difference between good and evil and stand for truth and love. They would not stand for truth and holiness. You must not turn back after you start to know me and have the knowledge between good and evil. Believe me, I will keep you in all your ways and supply all your needs if you will do truth and righteousness. If you sin, you have an advocate with the Father in my name, Jesus said. Be truthful. Have a forgiving heart. Be obedient. Be forgiven. Be ready, for I come in an hour you think not. Many of the children of the kingdom are here. They would not believe. I said, do no evil, do not lie, do not cheat, and do not steal. Do not hurt, and do not afflict the saints of one another. I watched this angel threw this thing out of hell, and we began to follow this disc up and out. And in this lake of fire, my children, in this disc was a lake of fire, and there was multitudes and multitudes of souls burning in this lake of fire. We need to watch and pray, for you never know when Christ shall return. Christ revealed a clock ticking. Time is running out. A large clock over the earth, and the hour hand is on the 12 o'clock hour. The minute hand races and stops at 3 till 12 o'clock, and the clock is ticking louder and louder until it seems like the whole earth is full of a ticking sound. Souls are dying every second of time. Souls are slipping into hell. Their screams are heard by the Spirit. Jesus said, we must work while it is light, for night cometh and no man can work. The sickle is ready to gather the harvest. God's voice is like a trumpet. He spoke in a voice that sounded like many waters. Listen and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Be ready, for in an hour you think not, I will come again. Dear Lord, I pray right now, I pray that the hearts of this people out there, Lord, who are hearing this, will open their hearts to the Spirit of God. I pray now, Lord, that your hand is moving and many are being saved through this testimony of hell. And many cries of repentance and regret are going out. And I see bitterness and hate feelings leaving many souls. And dear Lord, I see you reaching out to many across the lands. And I thank God for this opportunity to put this testimony on tape. I thank you, God, and I give you all the credit and all the glory, Lord, for only you alone could do this, my Lord. Bless these precious people. Bless their homes. Bless their loved ones, God, and deliver them from the power of Satan. And I bind the prince and powers of darkness in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord God, that you set them all free. And I see chains of darkness breaking off. And I see the power of God flowing like a river into these homes. And I see many people being set free. I thank you, Lord, for this divine revelation of hell.